I'm going to call the roll for the Technology Committee of the Pacific and National Board. I'm going to first of all call the names of the delegates from KPFA, Mary Berg, Sherry Gendelman, Henry Knorr.
Here.
The delegates from KPFK, David Adelson, Ali Lexa,
here.
Fernando Velasquez. Ali?
Yes, here.
Okay, I'm sorry. From KPFT, the delegates are Michael Woodson.
Here.
Bill Crozier.
Here.
Alfonso Rivera. From WBAI, the delegates are Lisa Davis, Andrea Fishman.
Here.
Fajra Gower.
Here.
From WPFW, the delegates are Rob Robinson, that would be me, and Hislop.
Here.
Michelle Smith. From the affiliate stations, the delegate is Rip Robbins.
Present.
Okay. Mr. Chair, we have 9 members of the committee. We have a quorum.
All right. Congratulations, and committee, and thank you, everybody, for joining us tonight. We have been having a kind of a committee of the whole discussion prior to going online, prior to streaming for this July 18th meeting of the Technology Committee. And our task then, as it is now, as we convene an official meeting with quorum, is to look at the budget for FY08 and to determine what the report should be that is going to be delivered to the PNB at the end of July in the Los Angeles in-person meeting. So the minutes will follow the agenda of some sort. Do we have a report on the agenda on the minutes?
Mr. Chair, unfortunately, I failed to get the minutes together for the meeting, and I will provide them with provide the members of the committee with the minutes within the next week.
And the agenda that we have set, basically, I'll let John give a report. Pete is not online tonight, and then we'll go to a discussion of the budget, and I suspect the meeting, or I hope to keep the meeting to no longer than 45 minutes longer. Is there any objection to pursuing that agenda? Okay, John, do you want to give a report?
Hi there, can you hear me?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. Basically, I'm going to tell you my objectives for year 2008 and then give you an upgrade on the KU distribution system. So we want to move forward with the much-needed technical hardware inventories and needs assessments for each unit in the network. And we're looking at a four-sided strategy, which would encompass broadcast and web internet technologies, as well as programming, finance, and outreach. A team from the national office would work with management and department heads at each station to assess technical operations, programming, marketing strategies for the coming year, evaluate the financial feasibility of these goals, create a realistic budget, locate possible funding, and draw up a timeline for the implementation of these projects. Discussion of training and support materials that would be needed to instruct the staff in the use of present and new procedures and technologies would be included as part of these needs assessments. We're also looking at a hardware inventory, which would be an integral part of the technical side of the needs assessment and would allow Pacifica to keep detailed records about the technical infrastructure at each unit, providing information such as make, model, cost, condition, date placed into service, repair history, meantime failure rate, planned replacement date for each piece of equipment. This information would be updated as new equipment is purchased and added to a local database, which would be consolidated into a national database integrated with the national operations and financial Department records, allowing the stations and the national office to plan its technological future. Also, we were hoping that the national technical staff can provide some oversight of local units' technical budgeting so that we would be part of the budgeting process and allow some guidance and oversight for the budgeting in the upcoming year. I would also want to allocate more time in this next year to our Pacifica Technical Support Wiki, which is at techpoor.org/wiki, and which would hold multimedia how-to training manuals, written training manuals, current FCC CPB policies, and also other technological support information. If properly maintained, it will become an important resource for the sister stations and affiliates. I think it would be advantageous to have national technical meetings biweekly with the technical staff of each of the units, including the PRA, to discuss current projects and upcoming projects, and to help build and strengthen the relationships between the six technical departments in the network. Okay, so those are my objectives for 2008, and we can talk about some of the recent upgrades to the Pacifica KU distribution system. We have KFCF, which takes a lot of programming from KPFA, has purchased a transceiver, and that has been placed into service, so that should give us more reliable service with the KU. We have also purchased four Barrack streaming boxes, which will be used for the internet streams that our affiliates and our sister stations can use. These will not be public streams. These will be streams only for rebroadcasting the programming that we have on our KU's satellite system. So those will be placed into, we're going to increase the bit rate to 128 kilobits, and these will be placed into service hopefully within a week of the PNB meeting. And that's pretty much my report.
Are there any questions? John, I have one. We passed a motion that either we get that the I have two questions. One has to do with the motion that we set last month, asking for time at the in-person meeting for training, or an August arrangement to be made. Rip Robbins and Pete Karakis made that motion. Do you know where that stands?
No, I don't actually.
And the other one had to do with, I've heard in the wind somewhere that you're spending a lot of time, and perhaps it may have come from you yourself, and if I'm stepping on toes, don't let me. But is it not true that you do a lot of streaming and that would be best parceled out to other people to do? And that's
yeah,
a matter of
that
training,
actually,
and that we could actually get you off the task of streaming meetings?
I'm spending between 12 and 20 hours a week. And that's actually taking me away from doing some of the work that I'd like to be doing. Some of the initiatives, like the hardware inventories, I would have to do some traveling to the different stations to oversee these inventories, and it's almost impossible. I mean, I do 3 to 4 meetings a week, sometimes more, sometimes on weekends also, and it's just a huge amount. I start my day around 9 a.m., and it ends usually about 10 or 11 p.m. Sometimes those meetings run late, and I'm, you know, I have a few hours off here and there for food and to do some things, but I'm having very, very long days.
Is that one of your goals for 08 to?
Yeah, that's actually been proposed in the budget. That's one of the things.
Thank you.
I have a question, Michael.
Go ahead, Andrea.
John, did you when you reported to us last meeting? I thought you were going to find out some information about the Arbitron rollout dates and who was making the decisions regarding those and what the status was so far.
That actually, I don't have that information yet, but that's going to be talked about because that's going to be part of my report at the national meeting. I'm actually going to be bringing that issue up and finding out who's going to, you know, and there's probably going to be some discussion about it. And also at the in-person operations collective meeting.
There'll be some discussion about about the decisions?
I gave you the time periods of when this has to be done.
Right, right, right.
But there'll be some discussion about implementation.
Okay, are there any other questions or comments?
Excuse me, I just want to understand one more thing. Is it a done deal?
Is what a done deal?
When you're saying there will be some discussions about implementation.
No, I don't. There has not been a discussion on this.
It's not clear what people will decide yet.
No, it's not.
And so when will those discussions take place, do you think?
I can place it on the agenda at the in-person operations collective meeting, which will be meeting at the end of next week on Thursday.
Mr. Chair, may I ask a question?
Yes. Rob?
Andrea, what do you think the decisions are that are going to be made to Arbitron?
I think the decision has to be whether they want to comply with this and continue with Arbitron ratings and comply with this technology, this, you know, audio, whatever it is.
PPM.
What's it called?
PPM.
CPM.
P as in Peter.
Yeah.
Personal.
Oh, the portable people meter technology, yeah.
Yeah.
And I am wondering whether it should be complied with, since it's not clear that the Arbitron ratings themselves are of any accuracy or use to us. And
okay, I understand that, and I appreciate that clarity. But is it your position that Pacifica should use no survey information, or that it should use some survey information?
Of the Arbitrons?
Well,
what are you talking about? I think Pacifica should develop its own survey information.
Right now, Pacifica could create listener databases for each program at every station on the program guide, I think. And I think we could use that information, and that would be much more valuable than Arbitron. But we would have to use it, and we would have to periodically survey people about their views.
Right.
Currently, we don't survey anybody. We don't use any information. Our stations do not use the Arbitron information to make any decisions.
I don't know that they don't use it for any decisions. That's not clear to me, I have to say. I've heard people discuss them here at BAI.
No. You answer my question. So you're saying that you would not be objectionable to us developing our own listener databases that have nothing to do with Arbitron?
Own. Wait a minute, Rob. When you say listener databases, I don't know how you're constructing them. You're saying we can do this right now? How could we do it right now?
every show on every Pacifica station could have a database so that listeners could sign in on the internet and say, I have this to say about your show.
Okay, so that's a partial database, right? Anyway, it's not a complete one, but I mean, I am not averse to Pacifica developing its own surveying methods. I don't know that I would say that I particularly would approve of that one, but I'm not averse to us doing it at all.
Can I make a comment about this PPM technology?
Who is this?
This is Ali from KPM.
Ali, yes, please. I'm sorry.
I think right now Arbitron is offering the hardware for free for anybody that wants to take it on. So whether or not we subscribe to their service, use the data or not, I think it behooves us to take that technology and install it so that down the line, if at some point we do want to subscribe to their service, we aren't going to have to pay for the hardware.
May I speak, Mr. Chair?
Yes, but I would say that this is a little off the agenda, and if we could keep it brief, I'd appreciate it. Thank you.
Sure. Well, I mean, if it's going to come up at the PNB meeting and we're going to make some sort of recommendation and this is the only time that anything can be said about it, I would like it to be included in the report in some way. Because I have to say I don't agree with Ali Lexa about that position, because I'm not sure that using the Arbitron ratings helps us. In fact, I think it hurts us. And just because it's free, I'm not so sure it's good to sign on to it. Then you start to use it, and I think it might continue in a destructive role, have a destructive impact. I think it should be considered, not just because it's free.
I think you missed my point.
I'm sorry if I did. What is it?
My point is that the hardware is being offered free at right now. We could take that on. Whether or not we use it or look at the data is another issue altogether. I'm just saying to take advantage of it while it's free, because if at some point down the line we want to sign on, it might cost thousands of dollars to become part of it, if that should come up.
Well, I have to say I haven't been explicit either. I don't agree with that. Still, I thought I did understand you. I'm sorry. Down the line, I'm suggesting that down the line it would be as much of a burden as it is now, whether it's free or not. Using those ratings is a burden and a cost on the way we interpret and our listenership, and it would have a detrimental impact on the way we make decisions. Further, I'm not so sure if I think that Pacifica should comply with a media monitoring system, which may be used in more and far more destructive and dangerous ways later on. I think Pacifica should resist that kind of media monitoring and not be a part of it.
But Andrea, this is Rob. Could you explain to us in writing why you think that's the case so that we can make an informed decision?
All right, I will. But I just want to weigh in now.
I hear what you're saying. I just don't know what the damages are that you're describing. They may in fact be there, but I'm having a hard time understanding why it will hurt us if we have the capacity to use that technology, and if we decide not to use it, why is that going to hurt us?
Okay, I will. I mean, I think participating in it is laying the groundwork for a media monitoring system in this country. And I don't think Pacifica, of all venues, should be participating in that and complying with it. I think it has a dangerous impact. It lays a dangerous precedent, and we should be questioning it. And in our position, taking that position formally, hopefully would raise that question across the country. We have stations across the country. We have affiliates across the country. I think it would help if we started to inculcate a resistance to this sort of monitoring, which is going on in many forms throughout our communication system.
Andrea, I understand what you're saying, but I don't think that affiliates are flocking to Pacifica because we're not using this or that type of monitoring.
I agree with you.
They're coming to us because we're constructively doing something.
I hope so. And I think this is something further we could all do. I will try to write something up. I think you're right. I should do
that. That would be great. It would be really helpful.
All right. We've been on, this is almost an agenda item length of time for 10 minutes. But thank you for that discussion, an important one for sure.
Can I ask one quick question before we leave this topic? This is Ali.
Ali, go ahead.
Is anybody from KPFT here?
I am, yes, Michael.
Now, today, Arbitron launched their PPM system in Houston. Is that correct?
I haven't heard.
You haven't heard? Okay, never mind.
This is Bill. As far as I understand, it's been in use for some time here in Houston.
Oh, okay.
That's been my understanding.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
All right, that'll do it for the staff report. Let's talk about the budget report to be given in L.A. at the in-person meeting at the end of July. I've got three things that we have kind of culled from a pre-meeting discussion that we had before we met quorum. I would like, if the committee would allow me to read these three items is that all right to bring up the three items?
Michael, just remember that some of these things are any personnel matters cannot be mentioned in open session.
I am well advised, and the three things that I have down skirt the executive session topics. So the one, I think it's Rip's idea, is that the technology committee is going to comment on the inability of workers to get a hearing and a process for compensation regarding fair salaries. In the generic terms, we want to raise that issue. The second thing is the underfunding of technology. If I could encapsulate Rob's position, I'm put this in a nutshell, it would be that serious finances and time commitment needs to be made regarding staffing and strategic technology planning, strategic technology infrastructure need planning. Is that fair, Rob?
I guess so. I don't know. I'm a little confused.
Well, I know, as a summary is often, you know. But basically, I looked at your report and what you were saying and other people were saying about the money, and basically we would like the network to spend more money on staff and more time and money on planning technology issues, planning to address the needs that we have and we should have.
I think technology should be an asset, and I think technology should be a strategy, but we're not doing that.
But in other words, if we had staff, and if that staff had a big picture, we would have a good start.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay. and then thirdly, had to do with the operations budget breakout that Pete referenced in the email that he sent me and I forwarded to you. And so those are the three topics that I would take to L.A. and report on. If there are others, I'll listen to them. The one thing I want to get to is something specific with regards to digital distribution. If anybody knows of a specific request that we can make regarding funding and budget to pay for our commitment to digital distribution, that would be appreciated, because that's the one thing that we've been working on, the PNB has been working on, and quite frankly, when I became chair, I kind of decided that digital distribution would be my goal.
Okay.
So So I'm asking for ideas with regards to how to fund digital distribution. And then, okay, I'll leave it at that for now.
This is Henry.
Henry.
I don't know enough detail to propose give specifics, but how about proposing that the national staff visit all of the stations to do a training about what they need to do to beef up their or in some cases, I guess, initiate digital distribution.
And to use the existing facilities.
Well, there's some facilities in place, as I understand it. I mean, or, you know, at least some of the stations are streaming, you know, and archiving their programming. So there's some kind of a, you know, foundation of some level of digital distribution already going on. But from what I understand, the situation around the network is extremely uneven, and many of the issues about licensing and so on are, you know, the stations are not on top of. So my suggestion would be that, you know, to go, and perhaps this could be done in conjunction somehow with the hardware assessment that was discussed earlier, to basically go to each station, see what they're doing, train the technical people and perhaps some of the programmers, you know, also I guess determine if the absence of hardware is an obstacle, to take note of that and, you know, assess the needs for what kind of hardware as well as management initiative would be needed in order to get digital distribution going full scale.
John, I think it's appropriate to ask you to respond.
I think that actually that would be part of what we would do in the needs assessment. These would be the type of things we'd be looking at about training, equipment, personnel, to handle these tasks.
Okay, I wasn't clear before. Sorry.
Yeah?
This is Henry again?
Yeah, Henry.
Sorry, I wasn't clear. From your description earlier, it sounded like mostly a hardware assessment. I guess if you...
No, they're
clear
they're
that
two...
you're extending it to skills and there's another piece, I don't know what the word for it is, but, you know, management commitment, I guess, is the thing that seems to be lacking. If you're going to assess all that... and do some training, then that's great. We can. My idea could, you know, maybe you've already addressed my idea.
Yeah, the hardware assessment, the hardware inventory is only one part of the needs assessment. The needs assessment is the bigger picture, and the hardware inventory is one small part.
Good. But are you thinking it also would include training?
Yeah. It would be to assess what type of training needs to be done, find out if either the local stations can fulfill that training or whether they need us to come in from national to facilitate the trainings.
Well, I guess what I'm saying is that since I think you my sense is that if you look for the stations themselves to facilitate their own training, we're not going to move forward. We're just
right.
Going to spin wheels, and that you should include from the beginning the idea that the national technical staff would do training.
We'll have to figure out a protocol and standards, and then we can train people within those parameters. Right.
Right.
So definitely, I think that would be part of, you know, if we're going to do a project like this, we're definitely going to need to do some training.
Okay, I guess why not make that explicit, though, instead of just saying it's a needs assessment. Let's call it a needs assessment and training. I don't know. That's just my thought. I don't want to push the point
too
far.
I think Henry is exactly right. If there isn't a budget line and a mandate to do it, it's not going to happen, because the problem we have right now in the network is that the tension is between monies that the local stations raise and the monies that the local stations raise that they allocate to the national office. And the reality is that the local stations are losing money. So there's a terrible tension away from allocating money to new projects.
This is Bill.
Go ahead, Bill.
To get back to the question of funding digital distribution, we have more than one thing. We have live streaming. We also have the short-term archives. And most of the program hosts, when they're doing pitching during fund drives, rarely, if ever, mention they're not talking to the people who are streaming. And some of them may not be able to make phone calls while they're streaming. They might be at work, or they might be out of town and not want to make a long-distance phone call or other things. They do occasionally get long-distance phone calls from other places or during fund drives. But maybe if part of the training could include, how to make sure all the program hosts know how to solicit donations while they're talking to the broadcast radio audience too. And then also maybe we could add something else to our short-term archives. Our short-term archives have a little, 30-second blurb at the beginning saying, keep free speech alive by supporting your station or something like that. But it's, most people probably just ignore that. And maybe we should think of a way of adding some, making it easier and more informative and motivating people to make a donation if they're listening to that too.
Good idea. Other thoughts about digital distribution? Other thoughts about what should go into the report, the budget report to the PNB?
Have you considered the music licensing in this new digital distribution budget prospect?
I don't think it is.
Because we're going to have to start paying for music, right?
Yeah, maybe paying for music we used a year ago.
Right. Shouldn't that be somehow included as an expense?
That's a good point.
The stations are CPB qualified, didn't CPB make a payment to Sound Exchange already? I believe it covered all NPR and CPB qualified stations.
Yeah, it did, but Sound Exchange is trying to tough it out. So the reality is we're all going to be in agony about that issue for the next 3 months.
Right.
We just don't know.
Right. Well, all they did is make the payment for the flat fee due every year. They're not paying for the per song per listener fee anyway, so that is something we would need to address.
Ollie, what do you think?
Well, does anyone have an idea what these royalty fees are going to look like, cost-wise?
Yes. It's 0.19 of 1 cent per listener per play.
No. What Ollie means is how much is each station going to be on the hook for? And the bottom line is we don't know, Ollie.
That's right. No.
But one of the things that we should do is we should at least develop a database so that we, when our playlists, are developed, we know what they could potentially cost.
Can I ask for you to explain something, Rob? Can I ask Rob, Michael, to explain something?
Please.
Are you saying that the rules are still fluid and how Sound Exchange is going to deal with this is not certain yet? Or have all these decisions been made and what we simply don't know are the calculations for our stations?
Can I respond to that?
Go ahead, John.
First of all, this is only about web streaming right now. This is not broadcast because broadcast has already been that already had been negotiated years ago. But they're still in negotiations about the web streaming. It's not a done deal at this point.
I see. Thank you.
I won't labor you more, Andrea, if John has answered your question. Are you clear?
I think so. Did you, if you think John answered it correctly, did you have a different idea?
Yeah. The issue is internet radio.
No, that
not,
I understand.
Not non-commercial FM.
Streaming? It's not. You're saying there's a difference between us streaming and internet radio. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, there is a difference between FM radio and streaming.
No. Thanks, Rob. There's a difference between FM radio streaming and internet radio. There are different rules and regulations.
No, you're meaning the same thing. The streaming and internet radio is the same thing. It's our streams that we're going to have to pay for. And the different stations may have different calculations depending on how many music hours versus talk there is at each station. So it's not going to be the same at each station, even if though there's the same number of hours every day. It's going to be different.
Oh, okay. But these negotiations aren't fixed yet.
No, they're not.
Okay. Thank you.
So let's go on from there, Michael.
All right. That's it for, I've covered what I think we need to cover, and I would like to go through the different points that I'm going to make. I guess it's next week already, and it'd be nice to get a motion that these are approved comments from the chair of the committee, by the committee, and then we need to set a date for the next meeting. But before we do that, I'll pause and listen for other comments about budget.
Okay, just a point of information here about an item, and that's I have it as, unfortunately, the date of modification, June 20th, on this document, but it's the document that we amended, and it's a supporting the resolution for the digital distribution. What? I'm sorry to be confused about it. What's the status of that document that we resolved? We did some editing on it at our last meeting, and
It goes to the board as a motion from the tech committee.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. Yeah, I just wanted to assure that was on its way.
Yes, that'll be one of the things that I report on. I don't know where it's going to go, but I will ask the PNB to approve it.
Okay. If it didn't get in the packet, I would advise that we just email it to board members a week ahead of time anyway.
I'll do that. I'll send this as well as that report to Greg as well as to the PNB.
Great, thank you.
Getting it in print as well as getting it to everyone electronically. And so here I now have a list of seven of it would be nice if we could get everybody to sign off, or a majority of people to agree. And I'll just quickly run through these. The first one, again, had to do with asking for to give the staff a hearing and a process for compensation regarding fair salary. The second one is technology is badly underfunded, and we would like real funds be committed to staffing as well as to planning for a strategic approach to organizing technology at Pacifica. The third one is the operation breakout for the FY08, asking for operations budget breakout, which I guess has to do with at least a line item, if not a detailed budget line of some sort. The fourth one is sending technology staff to the stations to do digital distribution assessment training, as well as management initiatives needed to parallel digital capacities across the network. The fifth one is support the Technology Stats Initiative to do needs assessments. The sixth one is the promotion of digital productions, as well as the financial support of Pacifica Digital Media should be made part of the digital distribution. That's how I phrased Bill's idea, that we should be sandwiching in to our different, to our different program distribution, the need for people to contribute funds in support of the digital media. And then finally, the per song royalty fees need to be anticipated as much as possible. We need a raw database which will calculate the past and future costs. Okay, any...
Can you repeat the fifth one or the next to the last one?
The next to the last one had to do with encouraging the promotion of digital distribution funds, basically seeking funds.
Mm-hmm.
When we distribute our productions digitally.
Okay. Thank you.
Is that good? Can I get a motion of some sort?
This is Henry. I move to that the committee support Michael's outline of his the statement he plans to deliver to the PNB.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion?
No.
Are you going to write this up, Michael, before you send it, before you take it to the board?
I'll send it out tonight, in fact.
So then you'll send it to us, too, of course.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I will send it to the Technology Committee.
Since we're not meeting in person again before the board meeting, if we wanted to make any recommendations or additions or embroidery on the subject, is that still possible or it's not?
Yes, I think if it's a fine-tuning or a honing of a point, that'd be... If something is contentious, I'll just leave it out, you know?
Okay.
All right, so if there's no further discussion... I'll ask if there are any objections to the motion. Okay, hearing none, then the motion passes unanimously. We'll move to the next order of business, which is the next meeting, the date and time of the next meeting. I have it as August the 15th.
At what time?
It would be 8:30 again, 8:30 Eastern time.
That's good for me.
Is that all right? That's the third, I think it's the third Wednesday.
Mr. Chair, what is the date again?
The 15th of August is the third Wednesday.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, let's do it then. August the 15th at 8:30 Eastern Time. Do I hear a motion to adjourn? Go ahead.
Are we about to adjourn this meeting?
Yes.
Can I ask a question before we adjourn about the PNB meeting?
Yes.
Who's planning to come out to Los Angeles on this committee?
Oh, good question.
I'll be
Michael
out there.
Michael Woodson is coming out to Los Angeles.
Yeah, I'll be there.
I noticed on the agenda that a technology report to be presented by...
hold on. John Almele and Pete Caracas?
Yes, that's me. I'm John Almele.
Almele, sorry. So I take it then you three are the ones that are coming out?
I think Rob Robinson will be there also.
Sorry?
I think Rob Robinson will probably be there also. He's a PNB director. All the PNB directors will be there, hopefully.
Yeah, Mary Berg will be there probably.
So is there a planned time or place that we would all perhaps meet?
We were hoping you could help us out in that regard, Ollie.
Hopefully where there's cold beer.
Sure.
Well, this has been something that I've brought up a number of months, saying that we really could use time to get together as committees before the meeting starts to really organize our presentations better,
get the different
directors in line. But this hasn't actually taken place, and the coordinating committee tends to fill our entire day on Friday, and Thursday there's a national staff meeting. So it almost precludes the ability of people to network except in a hallway.
Ollie, what do you want to get together? Do you want to try to?
I think it would be great. To a little bit of FaceTime would be invaluable.
Agreed.
Let me think about it. Are you all staying at the Marriott or at people's houses or what?
I'm at the Marriott.
And you're coming in Thursday, is it?
Right.
26th?
Yes, Thursday evening.
I'll be in Sunday earlier in that week, and I'll probably be coming by the station to meet with you all.
Right. Well, maybe we could get together Friday evening after the thing ends 6 o'clock on Friday, right? If I'm looking at the agenda correctly.
Well, you're not.
Well, look, you want to just take this up by email and we'll plan something out for those of us that'll be here for it?
No, I think you have a good idea, Ollie. I think we should get together with you.
All right.
No matter what it takes, we should spend some time with you.
Right.
All right.
After the meeting's all right with me. Before the day starts is all right with me. You know, I'm a morning person mostly, so I can get going at 7.
Well, okay.
That's probably too early, I know, but whatever's good for you.
Yeah, on drugs.
Well, maybe we could meet during the lunch break on Friday. It says there's a scheduled lunch break at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, well, that's okay. That's good with me. What about you, Rob?
Rip. Oh, sure, that'll work.
All right, I'll plan to be down there Friday before 1.
Ollie, have you met Mansoor?
Sure, I know him very well.
Well, he can explain to you the dynamics of the meeting.
Okay.
But by all means, we should meet with you.
All right.
That sounds good. Any other points before we close?
No.
Thank you all. Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Okay. Seconded. I guess you don't need a second, committee. Anybody object to adjourning?
No.
Okay. Thank you very much for your time and commitment tonight.
Thank you all.
Good talking with everybody. Good night.
Thank you.
All right.
Good night.